Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Good to be with you this Thursday, January 14th. We are broadcasting live from Lutheran Senior Services Hidden Gems and Resale Shop in Crestwood, Missouri. We're going to talk with some great folks here in just a little bit. Before we get to that, I want to say thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at our website. Go to kfuo.org and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there, and you can find out more about the great work that Concordia University Wisconsin is doing. Well, as mentioned, we are broadcasting live from Hidden Gems Resale Shop from Lutheran Senior Services here in Crestwood. Joining me for our broadcast today, Joy Brothers. She's the Director of Move-In Resources and Resale here at Hidden Gems. Joy, it's good to get to spend some time with you today and get to come over to the store. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Nice sunny day. I think the best part we have to offer here is going to be the sunshine, no matter what time of day or where it is. We've got it here.
It is a bright, cheery store. Sometimes when we think of, when someone hears resale, they might think it's kind of hidden, and the name is hidden, but we're you're in a nice, bright, cheery location, and tell us a little bit about how this concept began, Hidden Gems Resale.
Well, it all came about
That provides peace of mind for someone who's making this transition to move into an LSS community and know that once they get settled in and they've made relationships, they've made friendships there, and they've grown accustomed to the life that they have in LSS, that isn't going to have to end abruptly because
right.
of because of benevolent care.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I don't know of any other organization who works quite like we do, at any level for that matter. We really are here to support and to take care of all of our older adults.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission, as on the wall here, is helping older adults live life to the fullest. And we're all committed to that. I don't think there is a single person working at LSS who doesn't think of that every day. Is what we do.
Sure. And I have the privilege of getting to talk with Jane Wilkie every week and be reminded of that mission and all the great things that LSS is doing. And this is just one fine example of how that all works together. And to come into the shop today, to spend some time here, see some folks shopping, and including some KFUO employees walking around. I think Joni's already got her basket half full doing some shopping today. Tell us about the types of things that come into this shop, some of the things that you end up putting out on the shelf and on display here.
Well, it's kind of amazing. You never know each day. Hidden Gems, truthfully, is a good name for us because we do get a lot of hidden gems. We have a lot of furniture items.
Mm-hmm.
We have accessory items such as lighting and pictures and, you look around and you can see it. We got everything you can imagine. We have a lot of jewelry. I think probably the thing that's amazed me the most is the number of customers we get that come in, I'm not exaggerating, every day.
Yeah.
And they come in, they're afraid they're going to miss something, and I don't know. We do have a few that I know do have their own stores.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come in here and buy things, that usually the unusual items.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to be very careful on how we price. We can't go too high or we'll lose customers. And yet we want to make sure we get as much as we can for each item.
Sure, sure. What are some of the most unusual? You mentioned there have been some unusual things. What are some of the unusual things that you've seen come through?
Some of the old games.
Yeah.
Old games. And around Christmas time, we received a lot of toys. And we found out some of these old toys are really quite valuable and bring in quite a bit of money. I look at them and I can't figure out why, but I don't collect old toys. I think that the... we've had old coins. We were told some of them had some value by a coin collector that comes in quite often. When I went to redeem them, we got $2.63. So you never know. I've learned you can't really believe all the collectors that try to tell you that there's value. Sometimes they don't know what they're talking about, or they're trying to mislead you. I don't know. But I know jewelry is the same way.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
It is. I mean, that's really exactly what it is. Some of the jewelry we have a lady, one of our volunteers, who does a lot of work with our jewelry. She has her own business, so she does know what she's doing. And she'll price our jewelry because the rest of us really don't know. We don't know how to tell the fake from the real.
Well, and you do have quite a selection here in the store. Clothes, furniture, all different housewares, all types of things here in the store.
Yeah, and I think the clothing is another thing that quite often there's brand names and labels a lot of people know and some don't. And so there's a lot of controversy amongst our staff, our volunteers, over what exactly they can price on things, and sometimes, you know, they want high, then they want low, so we kind of vote on things.
And then they end up just buying it themselves.
Exactly, and that would be the low end, right. Well, they do shop a lot. Our volunteers all shop here. I don't think there's a single volunteer that hasn't been a pretty significant customer.
Well, let's talk about that, the volunteers. How do you run a store like this? How do you run a store that you know supports the benefits benevolent care with all the donations that come in? How do you keep something running? It's a nice tidy store and clean and bright. How do you keep it looking so sharp? How do you make it what it is?
Well, we do have a store manager. Adam's been managing the store since September. We have 28 volunteers. And of the 28, about 70% of them are active and working every week. They're very dedicated. We have set up lead people that are over each department so that we know each department is being taken care of, mm-hmm. price-wise and clean. I think the one thing we brag on a lot is the cleanliness of the store.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's so organized. But we have such dedicated volunteers. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really, really get into it.
Sure, they take pride in the work. Because usually when you hear resale shop or something like that, you think a bunch of dusty old shelves and a bunch of old things, and you're looking for, you're looking for that gem, that needle in the haystack, that one thing that you can take home that's going to be your prize of the day for shopping and going through all the bags and the bundles and the barrels and everything else. But that's not what this is at all. It's as you said, they keep the store nice and clean, and it's really displayed well.
Well, I think one of the things that was important to me was to keep the LSS image.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of known for being top-notch and quality, and for us to have a dig-through-the-bin type of store didn't really meet our image.
Right. This isn't the kind of resale shop where you got to put on your gloves to come in and go through everything.
No, not at all.
Well, and it's very comfortable, and as a matter of fact, we're using some of the furniture for our broadcast day. A lovely desk here today.
Yeah, we
and
do.
You get some nice things. There's some other living room furniture here today, a nice sofa and things like that. How do you keep everybody informed about what is available here in the store?
Well, we are big Facebook fans,
uh-huh.
And as soon as new items come in, Adam will put them on Facebook. And I would say within 24 hours, all new items are going to be placed on Facebook. We actually have sold quite a few items on Facebook, sight unseen. People will call and say they want to buy such and such and put it on their credit card.
Wow. Don't move it.
I know. Well, we get people all the time that'll come in and see something, and then they'll come back the next day with the idea, well, all right, it'll fit, I'll buy it, and it's gone. So our turnover is pretty quick.
I would imagine. Now, I've been following on Facebook for a little while now.
Oh, good.
And I've seen some of the things that come up on there. And I understand exactly what you're saying, how they could go quickly. There's some nice things on there.
Yeah. We try to get everything on there. We have a warehouse that is less than a mile from here. And it's about 3,000 square feet. So we have more items even than what you see in the store. But we try to at least get those on Facebook so
sure.
that we can, and we've sold from the warehouse, you know.
Do you do a warehouse sale?
We thought about it, but truthfully, things move so fast, we haven't had, I'm not going to give it away if I don't have to.
Well, very good. Well, let's talk about, let's go back to where this concept began. It started with Move-In Resources, and
mm-hmm.
that's the, you know, one of the large parts of your title here. That's the one of the key things that you do. That's what you started with here at LSS, is
right.
the Move-In Resource. Tell us about that and that process and what all you and your staff do to help make that transition go smoothly for new residents.
Well, I guess the best way to explain is absolutely everything to do with the move. We've expanded the program quite extensively over the last few years, It's a complimentary service, so none of our new residents or future residents are going to have to pay us anything for the service. We actually go out into the homes, and we spend quite a bit of time just talking to people, getting to know the family dynamics, what's important to them, what is their biggest concerns. Typically, the biggest concerns are going to be, what am I going to do with all this stuff?
Yeah.
And how am I going to sell this house? So we have several different services there. We have a list of what we call preferred real estate agents that actually go into the home and do a market analysis for them. We send two. We want them to be making the choice, so we always send two. They do a market analysis for them, and then they're going to decide themselves what who they're going to work with. It's usually a pretty hard decision for them. Our agents, our agents are all amazing. And then we do floor plans. Floor plans, sometimes two or three. Maybe they're not sure if they can live in a one-bedroom, and they may want floor plans for two or three different ones, and then they can see where their furniture will or will not fit. And then from there, we're going to be working with them on estate sale companies, buyout companies, many, many different ways to help them get rid of things. And we never really mention the store until we're sure they have been satisfied that they can't make money on it. We try to be pretty sensitive to that. We don't want them to think we're trying to take their stuff. They're usually pretty willing to get rid of some of it. And we find today that very few families want their stuff. They've got their own stuff, and they kind of think that the old-fashioned isn't so great. But that's a lot of what we sell here. People come in here and like what they see, and they seem to be, appreciate the fact. Some of it's really a higher quality than what you're going to be able to buy today.
Yeah, and it well, and vintage is...
Vintage is huge. We just had a vintage sale a month or so ago, and it was huge. We sold out in, I think, 2 days, and we had quite a bit of vintage. So we're saving up again now for the next vintage sale.
So you do themed sales then?
Yes. Yes, we do. Right now we've got lamps, and I think Adam has called it Light it up sale.
All lamps.
Yeah, he's got some very unique ideas on themes. Yeah, he does a good job. And I think the clothing, we have expanded quite a bit, and I think it's being marketed better so that people have a better sense when they go to look where they're looking. So he's got his little signs up all over on the different clothing. We've got a lot of business clothing, which we didn't have for quite a while, and now more of it's coming in.
Yeah.
I think what's happened with a lot of the signage is as customers come in and they see the signs, it's a reminder to them that, oh, they could donate that old suit. They could donate. That part has increased quite a bit now with the signage.
Well, very good. I can't help but keep thinking this is a win-win situation. Everybody wins in this. Going back to the move-in resources, what are some of the big questions or some of the fears that new residents have as they're making that transition, as you know, when they meet with you or start talking about making that move?
Their biggest fear is change in general. They're no longer going to have this big home. Many of them have friends that live in the communities already, so there's a comfort level there. But I think the biggest fear is just how to do it all.
Yeah.
They're overwhelmed with the very word move. So once they realize that they really don't have to worry about it, I get compliments every day of the week from my staff that they've just done a beautiful job. I spoke to a lady this morning who was actually in tears talking about one of our move-in specialists and that she couldn't have done it without her because she has no one. She has no family. So I think when you put that all together, just the support itself, and no matter what their issues are, we stay with them. And we're there on moving day.
Tell us about, you mentioned the move-in specialist. Tell us, what does a move-in specialist do?
Oh, my goodness. They do everything.
Or what do they not do?
Yeah,
would that be easier?
It would be. Yeah, we change the utilities for them. We help them with the selection of a moving company. We go over many hours just trying to find ways to get rid of their stuff. We typically are going to meet with two of everybody, so we want to make sure that the decision is always of the residents. We're not pushing anybody. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that it's their decision. So they're working with them on getting the house ready, giving referrals to different people for painters or carpet people or whatever's needed.
Yeah.
So I think, truthfully, it's almost anything you can think of. They might have a collection, maybe clocks. We've had clocks. We've had cameras. We help them get rid of them.
And whether that's, as you said earlier, selling that on their own or you know, bringing it here, donating it to the,
right.
the resale shop, to Hidden Gems,
right.
and putting it out. And do you have any clocks in today?
No, we're out of clocks.
Out of clocks. Okay, good. And then I won't have to hit that department then.
No clocks. Do you collect clocks?
No, not a lot, but I could imagine. Well, as you were talking about that, I was starting to picture some of the clocks that my grandpa had, and was thinking, oh, those would be kind of neat.
When we first opened, we had quite a large collection of really old antique clocks, some really big ones, and then it comes and goes.
Well, Joni is calling from across the store. Joni, what did you find over there?
Maybe she found a clock.
What did you find over there? Uh-oh.
Oh. A sleeper sofa.
A sleeper sofa.
$150.
Is that going to the Harwell house?
Possibly.
So, yeah, some great furniture here. A sleeper sofa, $150. That's a great deal. Gary, did you find anything yet?
Yeah, I did. I found a fountain, but it's not for sale.
Everybody wants to buy my fountain.
Oh. That come on over, Joni.
This store is just packed with wonderful things. There are dishes, there's jewelry, there's furniture, clothing, but really nice items. I mean, I just found a flex steel couch. It's a sleeper sofa for $150. Flex steel is like the top of the line, and you can tell this couch has probably hardly ever been used. It is just excellent. I see some bar stools. There's kitchen table and chairs, dining room table and chairs. If you need some kind of products in your house, or your children need them, if you're moving into an apartment, or there's students, this is the place to come. It's bargain prices, believe me.
Do you, Joy, all have a sale right around the time when students move back to college?
Yes, we have a back-to-school sale. Of course, we've only had one because we've only been here a little over a year. But we did have one, and I was surprised at the items that people bought. We actually started keeping things that we weren't selling because the requests were there.
Sure.
Adam actually started a wish list, which is that little book over there is just full. When people say they are looking for maybe a crock pot, he writes it in the book. We get one in, he calls them.
Wow.
So it's time consuming, but it is really a good service to provide, and he gets a kick out of it.
Well, and that keeps people connected to LSS Hidden Gems
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
And I understand you put photographs of the items on Facebook?
Yes.
What a great way to sell these
yes.
items. But I mean, even if you can't make it to the store, take a quick look at Facebook, see what's here. But I would say if I were... Well, now that I know about it, I'm going to come in more often, obviously. But I would say I'd come in about once a week because this is where you pick up bargains.
Yeah.
You know how much a couch costs you?
Yeah.
You know, and a sleeper couch? And to get it for $150? But all of the things here, and they're nice quality. So I would encourage people, come in. And the fact that the money goes back to the Benevolent Society to help people. What a great way to spend your money. If you're going to spend it anyway, why not help somebody
exactly.
doing it?
Well, Joni, you brought up a good point that a lot of the things here are in great condition. And Joy, I would assume that that's probably the case with many of the new residents that are making donations. You know, some of this is furniture that was in their formal living room
right.
and
yeah.
hardly ever
right.
touched.
Right, that's exactly right. I think the people that are coming into our communities are careful what they're giving us.
Sure.
I think that they're trying to be sure that we're going to be able to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different than some of the donations that are just carried into the store.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can tell it's boxes that have been in their basement forever. And I'm not sure they know what they're donating.
Sure.
You can tell. They're just packed boxes. But we're fine with that. I mean, we'll take it all. If we have items that we know we cannot sell, Typically, that would be maybe soiled clothing that didn't come out, the stains didn't come out, or maybe tears. We do give it to the Lutheran Resale Store in North County, and they have a need for anything. And they've told me that they're not one bit picky about what they get.
Wonderful.
So we give to them.
Yeah.
We also have a community that has internal sales, Wise Buys at Lickley Gross, who sell to their employees. They have no outside sales, just employees. And we let them shop our warehouse about every 4 to 6 weeks.
It's just I can't help but realize how, you know, how it's such a win-win situation. All this goes back, as you said, to benevolent care and great stuff in store. We were talking, Joni, while you were shopping over there earlier, we were talking about the move-in resources that that new residents can experience. And it's just that process that, you know, I asked the question, how can, you know, what are some of the fears and questions that people have? And the move-in resources that Joy and her staff offer really help people make that transition so smoothly without those fears and concerns. But yet, you as the resident are making all the decisions in that process. Everything that their staff does empowers you as a new resident to make those decisions when you're making that move. Everything from, as Joy said, making that, you know, the switch of utilities, you know, shutting down the utilities at your current resident and making that switch to your new home. All those things are part of that move-in process or that transition. And what a great resource. I don't know of any other communities that offer that. And
I know a few that offer, but they charge. Where ours is complimentary. And those that charge are not doing as much as we do.
I see more stuff coming in right now. More, it looks like more donations coming in, but probably more is going out in. Joni, I don't know if we have enough room in the car for everything that you're buying today. We'll have to get Joe over here.
I'm not certain either, but I'm telling you, coming once a week would be a great idea.
You're going to have to get a bigger car.
But you know, one thing I want to mention too, Joy, I know when you said you go in, you help the people pick out the furniture they're going to take and everything. People knowing that they have a place like this to give their furniture and things to is also good.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue talking with our friends Joy Brother over at LSS Hidden Gems. She's the director of Move-In Resources. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration and action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
The prolific Duggar family made news recently by standing up to the homosexual lobby. Homosexual activists pressured the Learning Channel Network to drop their popular TV program. But Christians mobilized in large numbers to stand up for the Duggars, and the network kept their program on the air. Why am I telling you this? Because that's exactly what we must do to protect unborn babies from the abortion industry. The November election has given us a great opportunity to protect innocent human life. In the months and years ahead, we'll be called upon to lobby our elected officials in Washington, D.C. to vote for pro-life legislation. In order to be successful, we must act with the same passion as those who spoke up for the Duggars. If we don't speak up for the babies, who will?
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Those were the first words spoken on KFUO. But before those words could even be broadcast, it took a group of volunteers and supporters to cover the cost of constructing our very first radio facility.
On this occasion, we also wish to express our hearty thanks to all Christians who have given or pledged their contributions toward the erection and upkeep of this station.
Since those historic words, KFUO has relied on supporters to bring us through our first 90 years. And KFUO continues to need your support to move forward into our next. Will you prayerfully consider supporting the worldwide outreach of KFUO with a gift today? For a suggested gift of $90 or more, we'll say thank you with a collector's edition 90th anniversary I Lutheran t-shirt. To give your gift, contact Joni or Mary at 314-996-1512. Thank you for your continued support and prayers for worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO, a radio station where you can find the clear biblical understanding of Christianity proclaimed daily in both word and song. Our talk programs can be heard live or on demand at your convenience anytime worldwide. The KFUO talk programs proclaim the true Word of God, focused on salvation through Christ and Scripture alone. You've discovered KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today, we are broadcasting live from Hidden Gems, a Lutheran Senior Services resale shop in Crestwood, Missouri. Today, we're talking with Joy Brother. She's the Director of Move-In Resources and Resale for Lutheran Senior Services and having a blast. And Joni Harwell here is KFUO staff and having a shopping spree today.
I am. I'm having a very nice time here. I'm checking out a lot of items here.
Joy, before we went to break, we were talking about the great services that LSS offers free to new residents, and Hidden Gems is one part of that big picture that makes that process go smoothly and then allows for support for benevolent care. How can folks find out about Hidden Gems? Tell us what's the address of the store, where we're located, all those things.
The address is 9051 Watson Road. We're about 1 mile east of the old Crestwood Plaza, and we're going to be on the north side. I think the best way to really find out about us really is to go to our webpage or mm-hmm. go to Facebook, and you can get a really good idea of all the items we have. By all means, come into the store. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at the selection and the service you get here. You can call us at 314-963-0821. But we'd like to see you. We'd like to have everybody come in and visit with us. Our volunteers love to visit. They are very helpful. We have a wish book that has gotten to be quite thick. People can come in and tell us what they are looking for. If we get it in, we call you. We had a gentleman requesting old games. And in one of our home conversions last week, a closet was full of old games. So I called him and told him to come in and come look at the selection. I had never heard of these games before, so that's how old they were.
You mentioned a home conversion. What is a home conversion?
Well, we offer a program which helps people that are either overly stressed about the move in general, or maybe their house needs a tremendous amount of work and they don't have the funds or the manpower or even the stability mm-hmm. to be able to do the work. So the way it works is they have to get the house appraised, and then based upon the appraised price and their ages, they are able to exchange their home in turn for a gift annuity, and that gift annuity is paid out an income stream on a monthly basis. So what that means is they don't have to sell it themselves. We take it, we get it all fixed up and put it on the market. We don't worry about the repairs. They almost always need repairs. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to worry about inspections. They don't have to worry about getting things fixed. We take that responsibility. And we take the risk that the house will sell. So yeah. It alleviates the concerns that they have. I'm going to say that probably 70% of the houses that we've had come in have needed quite a bit of work. Mm-hmm. People have lived in them for 50, 60 years. On a rare occasion, we'll get one that doesn't need much of anything, but for the most part, they do. And in addition to that, we allow them to leave whatever they want, so including food in the refrigerator. They don't have to do a thing. So when their time comes and their apartment or the patio home or villa is ready, all they have to do is pack up and go, and they take advantage of it. They leave it, and then I have the honor of finding a new home for all this stuff. And some of it you can't sell. You just have to throw it away. We don't care. We're trying to make it easy for them.
Sure. And some of it, can be sold and finds a new home, finds a new place. Okay, I see someone going through music now. I see some vinyl over there.
There's some vinyl. We've always got vinyl. And actually, it comes in pretty regular. Almost everybody moving is going to have some vinyl. And I don't even know who half those people are sometimes, but the buyers do. They know what they're looking for.
Sure,
you
sure.
can tell.
A collector of vinyl of music. Yeah, they know who they're looking for. They have something specific.
And right.
They're looking for it. Well, that's just great. Let's talk about the volunteers. You mentioned them earlier and how dedicated they are. Who make up the volunteers here at Hidden Gems?
Well, we have some that are residents. We have some that are members of the Lutheran Church, which is right next door to us. Mm-hmm. I guess it's Webster Gardens. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we have 7 or 8 that are from there. We've had a few that are students. We have one that works for a bank, and the bank says that they have to have a certain number of volunteer hours. And so we have one that does that once a month, maybe.
What do they bring to this, to Hidden Gems? What do they bring with them when it comes to, you know, talents and skills and experience and those types of things?
It's just amazing what we do have here. We have people that have had retail experience. We have some that have worked in the business world, dealing more with numbers and things. I think what they bring most is their dedication.
Mm-hmm.
Themselves, they'll do anything we ask them to do. Well, maybe not the cash register. some of them run away from the cash register. But for the most part, they'll just put their heart and souls into whatever we're doing. I think the hardest part for us is we get so attached to them, and then they go to Florida, and they spend 2 to 3 months sometimes in Florida. And so we've got kind of those that have to pitch in and work a little harder because there are not as many here. And I think we've got 6 new people starting. 6 people are starting this month.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll kind of help cover. And then we have had those that, for family reasons, have had to stop volunteering. And eventually they'll be back. They just need to get whatever's going on in their life straightened out. But they love it here. They love working together. They love working with our manager, who really treats them well.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything spoils them, they spoil each other around here. But they have fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fun. It's a fun environment.
And you can tell that. There's just a sense of community here in this store, and that they take pride in their work. They enjoy visiting with the guests who are shopping and making some recommendations. Uh-oh, I see Gary hitting the vinyl now.
Yeah, well, you never know. He's making sure he can't let everybody else get ahead of him.
Adding to his collection, his library.
Right.
So we talked about the volunteers who make up the store and the people who the new residents who are bringing making donations. Are there others who are an important part of Hidden Gems and all that it is connected to?
Well, I guess my staff certainly are, because they're working with the residents that are going to be mm-hmm. have a need to get rid of the stuff. We had a celebration luncheon on Monday this week for all the volunteers, and I always invite my staff as well, because they're an intricate part of the store. You know, they're dealing with all of the residents on a daily basis, and they're big part of what's happening here. I think what surprised me this year is that almost every one of our volunteers showed for the luncheon. Hmm. Last year, we had quite a few that didn't make it. This year, I had four or five that didn't think were coming showed, which was great. So the food got a little sparse, but we got through it okay. And I think that the people that come in, the regular customers, I don't even know how many, but they know us now. They mm-hmm. come in and they know our store manager, they know our volunteers, almost to the point sometimes where they'll stay an hour, you know, just visiting because it's a comfortable place.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I mentioned earlier. It's a comfortable environment. It's not like what you typically think of in a resale shop. It's not all the dingy bins and things like that. It's a comfortable place. I could see how somebody would come in and hang out here. I've lost Joni. She's somewhere over in the clothes, I think. I'm not sure where she went.
I don't know.
She's having so much fun shopping. You know, you mentioned that we're right down the road from the old Crestwood shopping center, the old Crestwood Mall. If you were to dream big, would that be your eventual location, that you just take over the whole mall?
Oh, wow. If I could get enough volunteers, I wouldn't think twice. Oh, I think the biggest challenge we have is volunteers, mm-hmm. Trying to have enough people here all the time. When we first opened, it wasn't quite so critical because we didn't have the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have developed the traffic.
Sure.
So once you get the traffic flow coming in, you have to be sure you have the staff to be able to manage it and be here for them. And we do have quite a few collectors that come in on a regular basis. They come in strictly for an item or two. They
sure.
know what they're looking for. We actually have an auctioneer that we use quite a bit for our residents, and he comes in, I'm guessing, twice a week now because he says the quality is so superior to what he's finding in other stores. So he wants to come and get the good stuff first.
And that's, I think, what sets this apart. One of the several things that sets this apart from other resale shops is that the quality. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier. When new residents are moving to an LSS community and they make their donation of furniture or clothing or whatever, that they really are, they're concerned about making a donation of something that you can sell, something that's of value and that's in good condition. And you see that here. And I'm going to go take a nap on that couch here later on. No, I don't want to.
Comfy, doesn't it?
It does. It looks so inviting.
Yeah.
The couch looks so comfy over there. So many neat things that just move through here. Sure.
One of the things that we do occasionally have are donors that will come in and see how much we're charging for what mm-hmm. they donated, and they are unhappy. They think it should be worth $3 million. It has meaning to them.
Sure.
So we just explain to them that we don't have the room to hang on to things for too long.
Yeah.
So we can't always price it exactly like we would like, and that we do what we can to make sure that things keep moving. And then they understand.
Sure.
You know, they just need to know.
And to understand exactly what you pointed out, that the meaning that this item had to you is different than what it would have to anybody else.
Right.
It's very unlikely that it's going to have the same meaning to anybody else who
right.
comes through here. That
yeah, you
would
can't really connect it with the letter explaining who gave it to the person and all of that. I've had people try to do that, where they'll leave something with a letter that Aunt Lucy gave it to us, and, you know, 1912, and so, you know, it's worth more than...
Sure.
But it isn't to the general public.
Have you had anything, any really rare or extremely old, antique-type things that have come through that have just really stood out?
We,
I know you talked about coins and things like that earlier.
We've had some antique furniture. We don't get real antiques very often.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of fake antique-looking things, but not the real antique, not very often. And we got an antique chair in the other day, and actually one of our volunteers' neighbors bought it. She ran to her within seconds to let her know. So there's some advantages to being a volunteer.
So I was going to say, so you need to be connected to the volunteer network
exactly. There's some definite advantages because you see it fresh when it comes in.
Before Adam even gets it out on Facebook.
Exactly, right.
There's Facebook, and then there are volunteers
exactly.
that get the word out faster.
Yeah, and that's same with clothes. We had one of our employees at home office was looking for something very specific in clothing, and so I put the word out here to the volunteers, and within a week I got a call. She said, yeah, she said, we did. We got those sweaters in, so good news travels fast.
So this is a good place to come if you're looking for something specific, too. I mean, you can come browse this stuff in the store, but if you're looking for something specific...
We have a wish list.
You have a wish list that the staff keeps here at the desk.
It's really a book now.
It's a wish book, yes.
It is.
So they just keep track of the requests that folks have made, that shoppers have made, and when something comes in, they try to match it up and see if there's a match for it
right.
in the book.
Right.
That's great. I don't think, I haven't heard of any other shops doing something like that.
I don't think I ever have either. We do secret shopping twice a year.
Uh-huh.
And just finished a secret shopping, I guess, last week. And we try to shop for comparative pricing, but also services. So we do deliver. So we have a delivery service. We charge for it. Mm-hmm. We have to charge for it. Or we lose money.
Sure.
But it's reasonable. And we go all the way over to Illinois because we have donations in Illinois. So if people have something they want to buy and they don't know how to get it home, we will deliver it. So I think that's a service that I found most of our competitors don't have.
Yeah.
And no, none of them have a wish list. at least when asked the question.
Sure.
They said they did not, so...
Very good. Okay, I hear Joni's ringing. Are you ringing up your...
She's buying the couch.
Now, you need to come hear about this. They have a delivery service, if needed,
yes.
as well. Did you learn about
yes,
that already?
I did.
She's a step ahead of you.
I'm buying the sleeper couch, a great bargain. I'm buying a golf tie for my husband. I'm buying a collector stamp.
Wow,
I beat you all to it.
I know, I've been stuck here at the microphone. I haven't even gotten a shop yet. Leave something for me. Well, lots of great items, great service. Really is, it makes a huge difference for a shopping experience when you have great service. That makes a difference as well. Let's go back to the reason this shop began was because you had so many new residents that had things that they needed to find a new home for, and the win-win situation here is that it benefits Benevolent Care. Since the store began, how well has it done in order of in terms of supporting Benevolent Care?
Well, I guess in terms of dollars and cents, I don't even know that figure. There's so many things,
sure.
so many variables.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this, before I started the store, I was told the break even for a resale store was 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a break even in just a little over one.
Unbelievable.
So I contribute a lot of that to watching cost.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, but a lot of it is due to the fact that we're selling so many things and things are moving quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a year from now would be a better time to ask what the actual dollar
sure.
would be. But it's definitely the store is really doing well.
And you mentioned earlier before when we were on break, you've done your homework on
yes.
this when it comes to a resale shop. You didn't just set up a tent and start selling
no.
things here.
No.
You have some experience in retail, but you said resale is so different than retail.
Yeah, it is different. In retail, you basically know what the customer wants just based upon history and surveys. In resale, you have to sell what you've got. So you
different
don't get
story, totally.
Totally different, and you have to figure out how to do that. And the best way to do that is, number one, let the world know what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Our Facebook page has been huge revenue for us. And then I think the other thing is display. You have to display it like it's new. You have to display it so that people can see it and they know that they want it.
Right.
Just like that sofa that just walked out the door. It didn't take her long to...
No, it didn't.
She was sold on it. But a lot of it is going to be in the display. And
sure.
And cleanliness is very important. Presentation is important. and it has worked.
It's like when you go to a restaurant and you order something, and all how it's displayed,
It is.
And how it's served and presented.
Exactly.
Can change how you perceive it in that
exactly.
taste. And so you've done a nice job here. Did you bring a designer? Do you have a designer or someone in? Because I can see just how things are laid out in the store.
Okay, we get two things going here. One, my degree is architectural design.
Aha, there's the secret.
And I do have a very, no, not necessarily. I did the initial layout, and I did the initial, here's how it's going to look. But now I've got volunteers mm-hmm. that are doing a beautiful job. I don't do this. I just started it.
Because as I'm looking around the store and how things are displayed, I see some of the tips and tricks that I learned from someone who worked in retail in as a designer in a pretty big name home furnishing store,
mm-hmm.
and I see some of those concepts at work here in the store, and it's all about making it inviting, and that's
exactly.
It's really an inviting environment, so much so that I just want to go relax on that sofa over there.
I was going to give you a cart to shop with.
I love these chairs over here.
Yes,
how would you describe those chairs?
Well, those are definitely a vintage chair.
Yeah.
And I think they were in the store 2 days and sold, so they have been sold.
Oh, they're already sold.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any room anymore.
They really are unique, aren't they?
Yeah, they're neat. A neat little matching set there
right.
of chairs. So the display, how you lay out the store certainly makes a difference. The staff, the service that all comes together, the volunteers, it all comes together for just a great recipe for a successful venture. And I think that what you've got going here, oh man, I see an ice cream maker going up on this.
Yep.
On the who's buying the ice cream maker?
The lady that actually bought the
Joni is
oh,
buying
she
the ice cream.
That too.
Gary, did you hear that? Joni's buying the ice cream maker, ice cream for the whole staff.
Great.
All the things that come through here, I wouldn't believe it. Do you get kitchen appliances and things like that too?
We do get small appliances. We don't sell a lot of them because mm-hmm. there's such a big risk. They're not going to work when they get
sure.
them home, even though we plug them in. We've had, in the beginning, we had a lot of things returned, so I really monitor. We won't sell microwaves because there's just a good chance they won't
sure.
work. So smaller ones, crock pots we sell. Coffee pots we mm-hmm. sell, smaller items, yeah.
And I'm glad you brought that up, that you want to make sure that what your customers are going home with are things that are quality,
right.
that they're not going to have to turn around and bring
right.
them back, or that they're not going to go home and be dissatisfied
right.
with what they're buying here,
right.
that what they're getting.
Yeah, we want
here
them to come back.
Right.
And if you get something, I don't care where you buy it, we have a no refund, mm-hmm. no return policy here. All resale stores do.
Mm-hmm.
Something else I learned in my classes. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known that. But you can't really have returns on the kinds of items that we sell.
Sure. Yeah. It's not like you can bring it back and find the same item in the store to
no,
swap it out
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
So that makes
exactly.
sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
Out of the over a year now that you, how long has the store been here?
It opened almost? In May of 13, so it was a year in May.
Okay, so a little over a year now
mm-hmm.
that the store has been here. What has been the biggest joy and delight for you in this experience, in this venture?
Oh, seeing it all come together, seeing our volunteers enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just have such a good time. It's really rewarding. I think. One of the things when you work for LSS is you just, all of us have a vision of being able to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And this store has made a difference for many, many, many people.
On all sides.
Yes.
Somebody who needs to find a new
yes.
home for their stuff.
Exactly.
Somebody who's looking for something unique.
Yes.
And the volunteers who get to meet all the people that come in here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to find that all of our volunteers... have a need to give back, and they'll tell you that's why they're here. It was that need to give back,
mm-hmm.
and it gives them such an opportunity to give back at so many different levels.
Sure, and I can see that. I can
mm-hmm.
see that happening. And I just got a message from the studio that Joni, I got a message from the studio that they need ice cream in the studio right away.
Oh.
So, Buzz would like that ice cream as soon as you can have it ready. So, with your new ice cream maker.
Honestly, I have to.
get out of here, I won't have anything on my paycheck left. We got paid today.
Ooh, she got paid today.
See, we timed this all perfectly,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah, that's
timed
the kind
it
of
perfectly.
Customer
bring the
I
staff
like.
Over on, yeah. on payday.
Yeah.
I will tell you, this truly is a wonderful store to shop in. I mean,
there's
just
nothing left now that you've shopped, but
oh yes, but they're bringing in more. We saw it this morning.
Well, I can enjoy
as yes.
As you were describing the delight that you've had in being a key part of this and all the people that come together to make this happen, I can hear that, I can see that in your work and in the work of the volunteers and the staff here, and it is just a win-win situation. Let's give folks the location information, how they can find out more, all that all those details again. Let's take a look at the address here for Hidden Gems.
9051 Watson Road. That's Crestwood.
Very good. And if they have a question or something, they want to give us a call, give you a call?
Sure. The phone number is 314-963-0821.
Very good. 314-963-0821. Store hours, when can they find the store?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 until 6. Closed on Sunday and Monday.
Okay, so don't head over here on Sunday or Monday.
Nope,
closed.
We're closed.
But Tuesday through Saturday
from 10 until 6.
10 to 6. So you can make it over after work, even if you've got a busy work day, swing in after work and come check it out. Well, Joy, it has been just a delight to spend some time talking with you. Joy Brother, Director of Move-In Resources and Resale for Lutheran Senior Services. Thanks so much for being our guest, letting us come over and spend some time.
Thanks.
And I'm going to have to go find what Joni didn't buy.
Okay. I'm sure we got something left for you.
I'm going to send it back to the studio. Thanks so much for keeping things running in the home front there, Buzz. And stick around for Thy Strong Word up next right here on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.